August 10, 2 Kings 5, 5 to 15. God's ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. Naaman the Syrian consulted the prophet of God as to how he could be cured of a loathsome disease, the leprosy. He was bidden to go and bathe in Jordan 7 times. Why did he not immediately follow the directions of Elisha, the prophet of God? In his mortification and disappointment, he became passionate and in a rage refused to follow the humble course marked out by the prophet of God. I thought, said he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. His servant said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather, then, when he said to thee, Wash merely and be clean? Yes, this great man considered it beneath his dignity to go to the humble river Jordan and wash. The rivers he mentioned and desired were beautified by surrounding trees and groves, and idols were placed in these groves. Many flocked to these rivers to worship their idol gods. There it would have cost him no humility, but it was following the specified directions of the prophet which would humble his proud and lofty spirit. Willing obedience would bring the desired result. He washed and was made whole. Our plans are not always God's plans. In his loving care and interest for us, often he who understands us better than we understand ourselves refuses to permit us selfishly to seek the gratification of our own ambition. Many things he asks us to yield to him, but in doing this, we are but giving up that which hinders us in the heavenward way. In the future life, the mysteries that here have annoyed and disappointed us will be made plain. We shall see that our seemingly unanswered prayers and disappointed hopes have been among our greatest blessings.